Next on, we go to the Toon, Newcastle United. What can you say? We know what Newcastle United's style is. They scout players really well. They
Yeah.
buy a few players who are not that famous, and from clubs from places like the French League and the Dutch League and
Yeah.
And then on the Belgian League, and then basically they spend a few years at Newcastle, become really good, and they sell them for a lot of money, and that's been a model that's worked really well for them. I
Yeah.
mean, Newcastle are not, it's not the old days of the Premiership anymore where Newcastle were always competing in the top three
Yeah.
every season. That's Those are Helicon days are over, unless they have a new oil billionaire come to the
Yes, exactly.
northeast to buy their club. They're always going to be a great club, I think, and they're always going to have a decent amount of money because their fans love them and they've got a great stadium. I feel bad for their fans because at least, if you know that your team's never going, and it's become their official financial strategy not to compete for the championship, then at least you could play the cool Newcastle football, the fast attacking, unpredictable.
Yeah.
Newcastle are the team that beat Chelsea twice last season. They're this this is
Season
the
four, but yeah.
yes, but this is what they do, right? We that's Newcastle are unpredictable. That being said, you can't fault them. I mean, they've bought good players for positions they needed. They've sold a few players here and there that weren't really doing much in their team, and got getting rid of that wage gap. Loaned out a few players here and there. I mean, it's pretty
Yeah.
solid. I mean, for a club like Newcastle, at least seven, maybe even eight.
I mean, yeah, you're right. It's a pretty solid buy. There's nothing outstanding, but that's not what they do. Got rid of people who are obviously taking up wages. It's a pretty good buy. I'd give it a seven. Seven seems a good number. Say it's pretty good Newcastle buy, really. And I expect them to, looking at it, I expect them to be able to continue with what they've been doing the last few seasons, which is to do enough to be mid-table, high mid-table-ish, and that's about it. And have a team that plays the football that the fans like, get into position come sort of mid-season that they can just go out and play the football that the fans like and not have to worry about relegation. And they're not stressing about keeping up with the leaders, but as you say, they made the model around not competing, not being relegated, and not competing, not winning. It's just the way they're doing it, and you say it works well for them. They're a reasonably secure club, plenty of money in and out. Fans love them, fill up their stadium when they need to.
Exactly.
Yeah. So yeah, let's say. It's
Okay.
not bad.
And so you'd rate them 7, 8 as
Seven,
well?
yeah. I think it's solid seven.
And so next up, Norwich City. They got Robbie Brady from Hull,
Yeah.
who has some Premiership experience. But I think it's a good buy from Norwich to get him.
Yeah.
They've bought a few other players, bits and pieces here and there. But I still think they could have done more. I mean, they realistically needed more bodies, especially with a lot of players going out from their squad.
Yeah.
And Norwich don't have a big number of players. Like, you could argue that clubs like United needed to get rid of a lot of their players. There's just too many people
Yeah.
eating up the wages, and similar to City as well, and even Chelsea. But Norwich, I think you're going to fight that relegation battle. There's going to be a lot of hard games, a lot of injuries.
Yeah,
They
exactly.
needed a few players who could last all season and be fit and perform well.
Or even have players there that, when their injuries come, are able to step up and fulfill the same role and not have any drop in continuity in the team, so that you're still fighting that battle even when you've had to go through a really bitter, hard game with one of the other relegation battlers, and then you have to go out and face City or Chelsea or someone full flight.
Yep.
And you need someone who's not going to go out there and be run over the top of.
Yep. Yeah.
Saves the legs of someone else who's
absolutely
been at the hard battle, the next hard battle that actually matters.
Yep. But I think they still bought. I think though Robbie Brady is still a very good buy, and he's proven to be what Norwich needed in those fullback spot at left back, and he can also cover left mid. He's great attacking and defensive talent. The way the modern game plays, the fullback positions are very key. Given how well other clubs around them have bought, I think Norwich they barely pass. They haven't bought many, but they've bought good players. So I'd give them maybe 5 out of 10.
I think the beer pass is a good thing. Possibly for the opposite reasons that I gave Everton. I thought Everton had done the bare minimum to do it. I think Norwich, as you say, they needed a few extra bodies to fill out the squad. Say they bought quality, they haven't really bought quantity.
Mm.
And maybe that's just where they're missing that. And
maybe probably buy players in Jan.
They might be able to do it in Jan. Maybe this will give them a good start to the season, and they'll know where they're at, and they'll know what they need. And come January, they'll be able to see where the injuries are, how good their luck is with injuries, who needs covering, who are their key players, that sort of thing. And they could bolster their squad there. So, 5 out of 10.
And Southampton. Every transfer window with Southampton is now feels like it's going to have a very similar feel, where they're going to sell some very good players to big clubs, but for good money. But they're also going to buy very astutely. And this season is no different from them. They've bought from the Dutch league, as always, because obviously Ronald Koeman is from Holland, and a few good, and Virgil van Dijk, who's also Dutch, from Celtic. And losing Morgan Schneiderlin is a huge loss. Let's not even pretend it's not.
We say that every year about Southampton as well. They sell,
if they had lost
good players, oh my God.
They had lost Victor Wanyama as well, then they would have been in. They've managed to keep one of their two big defensive players. Morgan Schneiderlin will happily act as a shield in front of the top four all game, get the ball, pass it forward, and it's the way he plays. He's unspectacular, but very effective.
Yes.
Nathaniel Klein is a good player, and awesome right backs seem to grow in trees in Southampton. Their academy just awesome fullbacks for the. I mean, Gareth Bale, originally a fullback from Southampton before he moved to. Spurs, and of course Theo Walcott was at Southampton before moving to Arsenal. So they find players who are really quick on the ball, and they have, hence why they seem to find good strikers and good wingers and good fullbacks there. So while Nathaniel Klein is a good player, and I can't imagine any team in the world not missing a player like him, I can sort of imagine it at Southampton.
Well, Southampton, we were saying this last year with Shaw moving away from Southampton, and we were thinking, well, how can Southampton not miss Shaw? And last year they arguably did better.
Yeah.
Found some new good players, sold them again, made some good money, but you just get the feeling that they're just going to, the players they buy and bring up from the youth team are just going to be fitting straight back in, and they're going to have a spectacular season again. And they haven't been spectacular for the start of the season, but they've had a very good start to the season. They're sitting comfortably mid-table, if I remember correctly. It definitely seems...
They've got a solid defence. Their attack has always been good. I don't think they've had a fantastic window given how well other teams around them have bought, but they've done better than certain others. I wouldn't give them any as low as Everton. I think maybe 7 out of 10 is what I'd give them.
I like their players they've brought. They've brought a decent amount, decent players, players that are probably going to be quite good, or could be quite good. I think 7 is a very, very fair number for them.
Next up Stoke City, who have had a fantastic window, I think, as well. Managing to get a player like Zerdan Shaqiri from Inter Milan is a very, very good piece of business. And Stoke City have come a long way under Mark Hughes, who's basically changed their style completely, and he's been quite successful at it. Consistently placing higher than Tony Pulis. So, to be fair, Tony Pulis had the club at a much different era to when Mark Hughes did. So I don't want to talk against a manager as good as Tony Pulis. But that being said, you can't imagine Zerdan Shaqiri coming to a Stoke City that Tony Pulis was in charge of.
No.
Mark Hughes gets a man like him. Joselu Mato from Hannover, another good player. Like some interesting players like Glenn Johnson, who just infuriates me because you can see when he's good and motivated, he's great, but he's often not. Shay Given is a very solid goalkeeper. Even to now at his age, he's there pretty much as the backup goalkeeper because we've Asmir Begovic has left, so they're a bit thin in that area. And Steven Nzonzi is a huge loss, of course, because he's one of their best players. That being said, they've brought a few good players into the club. I can't see Zerdan Shaqiri not being more than enough to replace Steven Nzonzi and Zemir Begovic. He's like a super class player. And when I feel Stoke could really improve, I'm tempted to give them a 9 out of 10. I think they've had a very good, especially when you compare the teams around them. They basically have a marquee signing.
Yeah, I mean, that is a very... And Stoke City is a team that's quite comfortable in staying up in the Premier League, so... Signing that marquee signing is a good sign for them, really. And I think you're right. 9 out of 10 is a very... They're brought very well, so 9 out of 10.